Hi. This might be Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift. We're getting near the big game, but me and my beau Travis are mentioned in the episode of The Original Cancelled Radio Guys. I'm told they talk about me all the freaking time. Boys, I'm taken already. Give it up. But your show is pretty good, so enjoy. Love, Tay-Tay and Trey-Trey.
Hey, let's do some football. This is Chris.
This is Costello. Who knows?
Here we go.
Omaha.
You're getting into it, okay?
Got myself a convoy. Omaha.
What the hell else is going on in January? I mean, you have to talk about football. Everywhere I turn all week long is about, Jason Kelsey took his shirt off in the booth and he jumped out. And yeah. His wife wasn't happy about it, and so on and so forth, over and over and over again. And here we are, almost Sunday, and we got to watch what happens in the sky booth this week, you know?
Oh, geez.
Let's get on with the football, man. I mean, it's fun. They're having a good time. Well, that's all good, but,
you know, go
ahead. Hey, big game this week.
Big game, and then after that, right, then we have a week off, and then the Super Bowl. And then
right.
And then we all go into withdrawals, except there's now this thing called the UFC, isn't there? Or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a new one.
Who's going to watch that?
Nobody I know.
Well. Okay.
You just really have to have a fix for some football. Maybe you do now. Maybe we got you hooked.
Yeah, well, you know, I had watched it, and I thought, you know, I'm going to watch these early games, so I can say I watched it when, before it was wonderful. Because I was
maybe.
It wasn't
maybe
bad.
You get lucky. One of those football players in that league will start dating Miley Cyrus, and they'll do some cutaways to Miley up in the booth. That'll make you so happy.
I'll be right there with her. I will. Me and Dolly. Yeah.
I'm bringing you flowers.
Honey, you can bring me anything you want. I don't mind.
That's her. You don't even know her big song from last year? One of the biggest songs of the year?
Yeah.
Flowers?
Yeah.
Can you pitch in? Sing along.
Well, I don't know the words. I mean, you know.
Her new single, When I Was Young? Like she's old, right? I just turned 30. I remember when I was young. Oh, shut up.
Yeah. Exactly.
What do you know?
When my kids said, I'm getting old, Dad. I said, well, you're getting older. we can talk old later, honey. Oh, dear. Which reminds me, I was supposed to be building my Stairmaster thing that my daughter sent me, and two pairs of shoes. I was very happy about that. Walking shoes. I think I got the message.
She sent you a Stairmaster?
A treadmill.
Treadmill?
Yes, not a
Stairmaster. They're pretty big, yeah, and you have to put that together? You're going to do that?
I'm going to do that this afternoon after we're done here, yeah.
You're going to kill yourself, man.
You're supposed to get exercise.
You stand on that thing, it'll be in reverse or something.
I'll
be on the wall. Yeah.
They'll find me splattered on the wall and the dog walking on the on the treadmill.
Shoot you right to your neighbor's house, you'll be right there by the bonfire. How'd you get here so fast? Treadmill.
I'm sorry.
Exercise, yeah.
I'll put it in Mahomes' language.
Right.
Hey, you know what?
Look, I have to ask you real quick because you always like to cover this anyway. So, how is it in South Carolina today? Is it a nice day? Is it warm?
It's a little overcast, 77 degrees. It's actually gorgeous.
Well, thank you, Mr. Meteorologist. We appreciate that. Okay.
You know what? AccuWeather says might rain.
Here in Denver, we get snow all morning. It's really pretty. Yeah, but when it snows like this is when I get in trouble in the neighborhood. So
why?
I live in a dark sky neighborhood. You know what that is?
Yes. Well, you're not allowed to.
I mean, I wasn't crazy about it when we moved in here, but I just liked the neighborhood. So I said, maybe we can deal with it. It's like at nighttime, you can't have any lights on and stuff. No landscaping lights, nothing like that. It's got to be dark.
No Christmas lights.
You can do those, you know, but you have to turn them off by 10 p.m. And after the 2nd of January, you got to take them right down. Okay.
Right.
So if you don't, then of course, you got the HOA fines and all that stuff. So,
Jesus.
I mean, it was hard for me to get used to it at the beginning because I'm going to look right around at nighttime. It's like, man, it's pitch black here. It's what they want. Because the thing is, you can't mess with the nocturnal goings on of all the animals here.
Right.
My thinking is, if we kept some lights on at 10 p.m., I think from 10 p.m. to sunrise, the animals have plenty of time to do their nocturnal stuff. Wouldn't you think?
I think so. And I don't
think, what do you think?
I don't think that their circadian rhythms take any notice of electric light anyway. So there.
I mean, we do have animals. I mean, so this year so far, what's visited my backyard? Bear.
Oh.
Lynx, which was the coolest thing, having a lynx, because they're really rare.
I saw that when I was visiting.
Damn, but that, yeah, I think it was beautiful. Bobcat, deer, fox, mountain lion. You just look at him, just go, please, beef, because they're just mean. They're there to eat you. I don't care. You know, they look at you, they're pretty, go, man, you're beautiful. They got mud. Swipe, you're dead. They got you. So we see all those, and then those are great.
Right.
Along with the other stuff, the rabbits, the raccoons, all that. We get tons of animals. So. Mm-hmm. And you're not supposed to feed them and stuff. And here's the issue. Fox here are not rabid. So if they bite you, it's just you get a bite.
Yeah.
You're not gonna get sick.
Okay.
And they're really friendly. You know, especially we have some once in a while, they have a den close to me and they have the little babies.
Yeah, they
I
can
sit
be.
In the back deck and they come up and they jump over me and they'll bite and go, ow, ow. And I feed them. I feed them hot dogs, you know. You know, how do you like yours? You like it crispy? You want to just give it to me, you know. And neighbors get pissed because when I first moved here, I had lights on and stuff. And they're trying to call the HOA going, I can see them. I can see them. I'm going, I'm just happy I can't see your ugly face. I mean, just leave me alone. You know? I got fined $100, $200.
Oh, God. Did you pay it?
Pull them all up. Well, hell no. I pull them up and just turn them all off. I said, I just can't. And arguing more because it looked really good going up my driveway with the rocks and stuff. And they just said, but the people across the way didn't think so. I can see them. I said, well, don't look. Leave me alone. Now they're complaining, going, you know, you're feeding the animals. I'm just going, oh, God.
Do you have a video? Come on. It's like, I can see you in your house. Why are you looking in my house?
Well, I'm sitting on the back. I did leave a door open, and I had them follow me into the house to see if they would do it. And they were a little skeptical, you know, but they wanted those hot dogs, and they came, you know.
Really?
It's just the coolest thing. And that's one of the reasons I live here is because of the animals. You know?
Yeah, the
I wouldn't do that with a mountain lion, leave a hot dog trail, unless I want to live
anymore. That would be a bad idea. Any of those bigger animals.
Same thing with a bear.
Well, with a fox, which is basically a dog anyway, they're very easy to domesticate. I mean, they're halfway there already anyway. They're quite friendly.
Yeah, but if you had a smaller dog, they'd eat that dog.
Fox wouldn't. No.
You know,
no.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, they do.
Well, yeah. Found roadkill.
Yeah, I see them walking, you know, through the trail sometimes with they get a rabbit in their mouth. And so someone will go, has anyone seen my little foo-foo dog, Missy? Yeah, she's missing. You see the collar in the fox den, the Missy's gone. I'm going, there was dinner. Missy was dinner one night.
Well, yeah, little doggies, but not.
I think it's the little dog.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I get it. In fact,
what are you doing with a foo-foo dog anyway? We're in the Rocky Mountains. You don't need a damn foo-foo dog. Get a real dog.
When I lived in Vegas, there was a guy just down the road who had this Jack Russell, which are great dogs.
And that was a good dog.
Yeah. And I had a three-legged cat. Jax was his name. He was a ginger cat. He was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And people would come around from the neighborhood just to check out Jax because, you know, he was missing one of his front legs. But he was hilarious. You know, he'd come up and, you know, act as best as he could until one day the Jack Russell got hold of him and just tore his throat out and killed him. And my neighbor.
Jack Russell did that?
What? Yeah. Yeah. And my neighbor, he called me up. I was at work and he was crying. He goes, Jax is dead. I'm going, what? Jax is dead. I go, what happened, man? He said, the Jack Russell got him. Well, what can you do? Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. So, yeah, little doggies.
That was a really uplifting story. Thanks so much. I'm depressed. Hey, let me go pop a Prozac so I can feel better. Okay.
Gee, sorry.
That's great.
Sorry.
Anyway, more of the story is Jax is dead. What else did you get for getting a damn cat? Those are the ones that most of the animals here eat. They eat the cats, you know, so.
Well,
which is good. I mean, you get rid of the population. People go, my cat's missing. I'm going, well, good. One less.
Well, I got him from the pound, and he just, you know, hadn't long had his surgery. So,
You did that. You took care of a three-legged animal. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That was nice of you.
He was wonderful. He was a wonder cat. Liked him. Anyway, moving on.
Cat.
So you're
remember, in. I have a sticker in my car. It says the only good cat is a dead cat.
No. Oh. Well, you, right. I'm hanging up.
We dog people here. We love the dogs.
Listen, do you know how much mess my little dog makes? I mean, I tell you, it's insane. That dog, I mean, they are just, you know, people say cats are dirty. Oh, yeah? Listen, if that dog doesn't get out in time, and when he urinates, it's like Lake Michigan. It's like, good God, thank God I don't have carpets. He's house trained, but he just, you know, yeah. If he doesn't get out in time, it's like, whoa.
Well, that's why I'm happy that we have like a big golf course here. So when in the wintertime, when it snows, it's closed. So I take my dogs out there and let them run, and they just use it as a giant toilet. I love that. So neighbors are going, you got to pick that up. No.
No, it'll rain.
It's a golf course. It's the winter. It'll fertilize. Okay. Yeah. Just let it go. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
When I'm walking out here, buddy, mind your own business then. Okay. Leave me alone. Go call the HOA. Everybody else has. You too. Go ahead.
maybe it's time you moved. you've worn out your welcome in Colorado.
No, man, this for an animal country. We got three dogs. They love it. They love to run up the mountain in the back.
Yeah,
they love to run the empty golf course. They love to jump in the golf course lake. Not this time of year. But right? They just it's heaven for these guys.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, if the people there are getting on your ass so much, and you know the HOA, you know they can
no matter where I move. Making friends wherever I go.
I was going to say, and
it won't matter.
What does that tell you, Chris?
move out of the country? I don't know.
Be a hermit. I'm working on that.
Like a butt rash that just won't go away. Here's Chris and Costello.
We're just a traveling show, man. We get our family, we get our dogs, and it just comes with it, and we do what we like to do.
Yeah.
Not bothering anybody else. I have neighbors, dogs coming through our yard. I have one trying to hump the heck out of my dog, and I found out he lives about a mile away. Good thing they had the phone number on the
car. That's right.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't ticked off, you know, so we're just that type of place where we live. I mean, they just pass through and stuff. So my dogs have to go to the neighbor's yard. Again, I'm just going, God, shut up, you know.
Well, that's about all you can do. Just tell these people to shut up. Eventually, they'll get this.
Yeah, they find some shit in the yard and they assume it's my dog, right? They put it in a paper bag, write a nasty note on it, and put it on my car. Okay. You think that's funny?
That happened to my sister when she first moved into a house in Yorkshire some years ago. And this batty lady across the road was, she had two cats. And she swore up and down her cats were shitting on a lawn. So what she did, she got the cat shit, put it in a bag, and put it in a mailbox. I mean, we don't have mailboxes in England. We have letterboxes that go straight in the house.
Right. Well, they wrote on the bag, keep your dog shit in your own yard. So I opened the bag and went, that's not my dog shit. I recognize him. So, so I just took the bag and flung it, threw it up against their window on their porch. And so they've never done it again since then. Not my dog, man.
You should tell them, hey, I know people in wrestling. They'll come mess you up. I know people.
Yeah, well, we got to call Doug for that.
Oh, Lord.
I know, man. A lot of wrestlers. Well, won't you come right now, Doug? Well, I ain't talked to him in a while, you know, so I'm just quit name dropping then, all right?
Good old Doug. Has anybody out there bought his book yet? Hands up, all of you.
How about no? But the good thing, real quick, about my dogs, so I like about here, because we live, our backyard is straight up as a mountain. Mm-hmm. So they go up on that hill, right?
Yeah.
And they take their big doggy dump, and you always say shit rolls downhill. Well, yep. It does in my yard. So you watch the crap, and you just watch it start tumbling down the hill. And go, oh, here it comes. Hope it stops before it hits the house, okay? I don't want to pick it up off the house. And it stops about, you know, 15 feet before it gets to the house. It just rolls and tumbles. Funniest yeah. damn thing.
Yeah, that backyard of yours is pretty steep, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So when we have guests over, and they see it for the first time, they watch that. Oh, the shit's rolling downhill. It literally does at this house, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yep.
Yeah. You haven't turned on your heated driveway recently.
No, I have some guys come shovel the driveway every time it snows. Right after it stops snowing, they're here within 10 minutes.
Wow.
Two of them. They just, boom, it's done. With like 15 minutes, I'm clear.
That's cool.
I wish it could turn on, but just is stupidly expensive. I can't do it.
Yeah, I bet it is. That is insane.
Unless you want to do it for me for a month as a gift, that'd be great.
Yeah, there you go. Sure. Be right
turn up. Turn it on, send you the bill. Here's $2,000. What?
Yeah. Well, probably be your electric bill anyway. Jeez. Because when it got really
cold. No, my electric bill's really, really low.
You're lucky. You know, when it got really cold here in the last couple of weeks, Duke Energy or so? Whoever the hell we got here? The energy company said, oh, yeah, rates will be it's going called, up. It's called
Redneck Electric.
That's it. Redneck Electric said, turn your thermostat down to 68. All right.
Freeze your nuts off.
And you freeze your nuts off, but whatever you use is going to cost you double or triple. Thank you and have a nice time. Ah, jeez.
Yep. This house stays warm, man. I don't know what we keep the thermostat. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. On 63.
Wow. Really?
And we're sitting around in t-shirts and shorts.
Wow.
That's we get wild. Warm. Yeah. This house stays good and warm, man. It's great.
This little abode isn't too bad either with new windows, and I had them insulate the roof before I moved in. So, or the attic.
You can put some new good kindling wood in your home, right?
Like my house is made of kindling wood. What are you talking about?
That's what I mean. your home would be gone like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Quick fire. Your neighbors are going, oh, that thing just went right up like nothing.
Matter of fact, talking of wood, there's some very large branches been falling in my backyard, which the neighbors have been using to burn, to fuel their fire.
Burn them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they do. That's great. They come, they just, you know, come by at night and like think they're sneaking in and saying, go ahead and please carry on. This is great. This is
putting your house on the market.
I'll wait until something happens with the attorney before that. Unless by some miracle the rates go up all of a sudden. I mean, or rather the prices go up. It is happening here because a lot of people are moving here. It's going to be the same thing, right? I move somewhere. Well,
if the interest rates go down, homes will start to sell more.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, right now it's just like, okay, I want that home. It's affordable. But then with the interest rate, God, the mortgage payment is like, boom.
I don't want a mortgage. People
hanging out and waiting.
Now, I'll pay cash. I'm not doing mortgages anymore. I can't.
It doesn't mean anything. I pay cash.
Yeah, but you see, the thing of it is you've got to keep moving up. And you know, so you spend a little more each time you move. Well, at least I do anyway.
And housing prices aren't going to go down. They're not going to level. Can always be going up to some degree.
Indeed, yes. But we need them to do like they did in Texas. Like, oh, it's worth twice as much within 2 years. That was great. Because I mean,
if you want to know this, they listed this week the three places where the most affordable houses are in this country.
Yep.
Really, really cheap. Mm. And then when I read the locations, I went, well, hell no wonder. Who the hell wants to live there? Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. I'll bet Lincoln, Nebraska.
Youngstown, Ohio.
Yeah.
Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah. Ohio.
Well, hell no wonder. They're begging for people to come live there. I mean, what a shithole.
It is. It is. I mean, not only is the weather shitty, but it's, oh, an old ex-industrial. Oh, no, thank you. I lived in Columbus, Ohio.
Did you? Well, that's, yeah. What are you going to do in Akron, Ohio? I'll go down and hang out at the tire plant.
It's closed down, but I'll go hang out there.
I'm just going to go sniff that old smell of burning rubber. Might not sure miss that.
Boy, howdy.
I went back to Ohio, but my city was gone. There was no train station. There was no downtown. Disappeared. All my favorite places. My city had been pulled down, reduced to parking spaces. Hey, oh, where to go, Ohio? he was gone. I stood on the back porch. There was nobody home. I was stunned and amazed. My childhood memories sort of swirled past like the wind through the trees. Hey, oh, where to go, Ohio?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's...
I'm just saying, if you want to move where it's cheaper even than where you are, okay, there's your three choices.
Well, there's that, and then there's...
Have a nice winter.
Yeah, Michigan, Kansas, and... Oh, that was quite a few places that are cheaper than here.
Well, they said those places in Ohio are the cheapest.
The cheapest, and they probably have really...
You're looking for low, low, good bang for your buck. You can go, man, I live in a huge home. Wake up every day and look at where you're at and going, and I'm depressed. Why am I depressed? I got this big house, but God, I live in a shithole.
I don't know anything about that.
What do you do for fun in Youngstown, Ohio?
What about Detroit? Now, it's not, it was supposed to make a comeback. It clearly hasn't.
Yeah, they're working on it, but it's not as cheap to live there as it is those places in Ohio, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, who the hell would want to go to Akron, Ohio? I mean,
you would get a cheap house.
I think Rachel Sweet was the only thing or person I knew who came from Akron, Ohio. And the other, Cleveland. I wonder where the Pretenders, well, Chrissy Hynde came from. Where was she from? Oh, she was from Akron as well, wasn't she?
I think so. And also who could go down to, it'd be questionable. Again, I still think Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player of all time. But LeBron James is from Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
You notice where he lives now? He lives in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Beverly Hills. He's no fool. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
That's right. Oh, I'm going to get a second home in Akron. What do you think, honey?
Yeah, you do. I'm leaving you, LeBron. I don't care how much money you got.
Yeah, really. I don't care. You know what? I mean, people
say, well, being from there and actually being from there and staying there. People who are from there don't stay.
You know? That's right. I was thinking about that. I had a friend in Vegas. She's a very good photographer and a dancer. And not in that order, but anyway.
What kind of dancer?
Oh, she did everything. You know, she was a go-go dancer.
That's what I was getting at. That's what she did.
Listen, this woman, right? She had.
And you knew her, huh?
She had a body. She had a six-pack. I mean, her stomach was like. I mean, it was amazing. And
so, how did it work out? You happen to see her six-pack?
Well, you know, but anyway, when
did you have relations?
Oh, so many that, you know, I lost count. But she came from
here. The go-go dancer? Did you?
And she came from here. Now I understand why she left.
What's the answer to the damn question?
A gentleman doesn't tell.
Well, you're not a gentleman.
Actually, no, she liked younger men. And she used to work for my company. So it was kind of, you can't really fit. Well, you can, but.
Well, of course you can. Yeah. What was the age difference between you and her?
Wasn't that much, about 10 years. Maybe.
And so, once again, did you have relations?
Huh? I guess it's only going to satisfy you if I say yes regularly. But
no, just let me know one way or the other.
No.
The way your head, you tell me right to answer that question that yes, you did. Or you would have said no right off the start.
No, I never did, and I would love to have done, but there you go. It just didn't happen.
Yeah, I was going to go, why the hell not? What's wrong? The hell drives
you? Well, there's a good point. Exactly. You know, I mean, she used to work for me, and it just, you know, between kids, running a business and everything else, it just never happened.
Okay,
and, so she had a boyfriend. Right,
she worked for you. She's gorgeous. She's a go-go dancer. She got a six-pack. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have relations, so then what?
So, well, that's what I was telling you. She was from here, from Columbia. And she left here and is now living. Oh, she lives in San Francisco now. That's right.
She probably left there when she was 8 years old and realized, God, Mom, well, Dad, we live in a shithole. I'm leaving.
Probably. But it's like, oh, I get it. Actually, I was driving around the neighborhood and just, you know, you cross the main street. There's a really nice little neighborhood out over there but it's still anyway, that's all right.
So she's in San Francisco now. Is she still a go-go dancer?
No, I think she's a full-time photographer now. She was a really, okay. She was a great photographer. I'd send her out on a job, didn't have to worry. Never had to worry. She come back with great stuff. She was good. Well, she still is good, I should imagine.
You let her go and you never had relations.
That's right.
Just screwed that one up.
Well, I mean,
you lay wicked night going, oh God.
Yo, really? Moving on.
What was your name? Ginger?
That's what, yes. Ginger Z. That's who it
Fluffy?
Was.
Fluffy?
No, she was an actual, you know, like
you have a stage name.
She was a real dancer. She wasn't a pole dancer. And there were certain clubs like, Studio 50. What was that? Studio 54 at the MGM. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Well, they would have dancers. They put them on podiums. That's what she did. Yep. She wasn't a whore or, you know, a stripper or anything. She was
just a dancer.
Lovely. Okay, moving on.
Well, the fun thing is, when you live and hang out in Vegas a lot, they like we do or did.
Yeah,
it's like you as you just milling around, just, you know, going out, taking care of errands, buying groceries or whatever. You see some of these women sometimes. You can tell.
Oh yeah, like
you can tell if they're in the late night, you know, folly show or if they do that kind of line of work, or they just stand out.
Yeah,
they put a lot of money in themselves, and it's really, really gorgeous.
Yeah, don't see.
And they know everybody's staring at them, and then so they're more fun seeing them than it is seeing these stupid Elvis impersonators walk around.
Don't see that around here. You know, it's one of the things I noticed even when I was in Texas. It's like, why are all the women around here so damn butch? And I thought, oh, they're all ex-army. That's why. That was in Texas. Mm. Here, it's just. Oh, good Lord. I guess the nice ones leave.
Well, they do. Southern women are historically known for being really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
Some stay, some don't.
I think,
especially in Georgia, and especially in Florida. Mm-hmm. There's some in South Carolina, I guess, you know. So, like Nikki Haley.
One
hot Indian.
When I went down to Charleston, I think I told you this story. My sister was with me. I said, "Is there something you notice?" I said, "Look around you. Anything you particularly notice?" She said, "Not really." I said, "I'll give you a clue. There are no men here. It's all women." And it was down in the old, you know, the old quarter of the tourist trap, but all the tourists were. It was like 90% women. Really, you know, I thought, well, how interesting. And there was a couple of very gorgeous women. I thought, I'm staying here.
Yeah, it's really cool. And the women that they had a really deep, trippy Southern accent. I don't know if you know, there's like a reality show called Southern Charm, and it's based on the lives of these women, and they live in Charleston, South Carolina. So they filmed the show there. But when I did radio there for a couple of years, it was like, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I have to put you to sleep. But it's like, I noticed that too. We'd do events and things like that. Uh-huh. And it's just like, the ones that would show up, it'd just be in mass. There'd be tons of them, you know?
Went to the Apollo. You should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Jackie is just speeding away.
Tons and tons of them. Well, they all must have come.
Well, there was, and yeah. It's always been that. And they just had that really big Southern type draw, which is just, you know, I always thought kind of sexy. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I agree. Absolutely. That's why I moved here.
I was a single guy then. It was great.
Yeah. Well, you know,
a good time is had by me.
Oh goodness. Yeah, it is interesting though that, you know, geographically that the look of, you know, how much effort. We're being rather misogynistic, but there you go. Such is life. You know, the more effort women put into their appearance, I guess. I mean, if you just got out of the army, you probably don't give a shit. You know, I always figured this, you know, with like, say, like, a little island like Fiji. Everything around there is beautiful. Therefore, the women obviously have to try very hard. It's pretty beautiful anyway. So, you know.
Well, having nice tan colors in right off the get-go helps a lot. The complexion's good, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't forget, I was in Charleston, so I was on a date with a Charleston, you know, hottie. Uh-huh. And we went to a place. It's not there anymore. It's really cool. It used to be a four-story place, restaurant. It's called the East Bay Trading Company. It was right there on the Broad Street. And the idiot had the waiter bring this up to me, right? You know what I mean? Just screw me up. He goes, you know, we have a thing here. If you can eat 100 oysters, your dinner's for free. But, you know, I love oysters and stuff. I'm going, and I'm here on this hot end. I look at her, and I just go, bring them on. I said, they're slurping 100 oysters. I'm going, I'm feeling really roundy now. You know, just backing away. Yeah, what a great date this is. But I ate the 100 oysters. And he goes, okay, pick your dinner. I'm going, like the hell, I'm hungry now. Okay. So I picked it. I give it to you, her, whatever. So it was like, yeah, she didn't like that too much.
Cheap date.
I know, one and done. I went, come on, man. You brag about your date. My date tonight ate 100 oysters. Didn't want to jump all over me. You damn right I did. You know,
projectile vomiting, seafood. Lovely.
No, man. I got ironclad stomach on that stuff. So, but didn't work out for me. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
One and done.
So
I
now
got 100 oysters, though, man. 100 oysters.
So nowadays you're spending a lot of time going between Vegas and Colorado. Right?
Yes.
That must have been pretty hairy last week anyway.
It was. I was driving down, in this part of the country, it was like here, it was below 16.
That's
so going through I-70, going through the mountains, of course, a lot of things were closed. And instead of just being snow covered, which I'm used to, it was ice covered, which is really different.
Yeah.
When you're driving, you can feel it. You know, you can tell that you know, you don't have traction. You know, if I have that smooth car just an inch or two, I'm going to spin. I'm going to lose it. So you got a death grip on that sucker, you know?
Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know, the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
I wasn't worried about me, I was worried about people around me. I said, watch someone spin in front of me. I jerked the wheel and off we go. But it took me 2.5 times longer to get from one side to the other. So, but I made it through.
And did you take a nap?
At the hotel there, the lady went, she's going, I was a driver. I said, look at me. What did I tell you? She goes, we had a lot of cancellations. People couldn't make it through. She said, I'm surprised you got through. I said, I had to. I got to get to Vegas. You know,
so. Got to get to Vegas. I'm in the Got Super Bowl. To get
to Vegas. I'll be there for that. I'm leaving again tomorrow, going down there. So it was snow. We got snow here in Denver today. It snowed in the mountains last night. So I'll be driving through it tomorrow. So
really?
They do a good job with the roads here. So it should be okay. So the only time it's an issue is if it's something's going on at the moment, you're going through it. So
yeah.
It's not going to be butt freezing cold. It's just typical January weather in the Rocky Mountains. So,
yeah.
I just got to do better driving back than I did last time because it was like, man, I almost killed myself. Mm-hmm. When you're an 18-wheeler truck driver, you know you're driving like shit. Okay. So, I picked up every time I go to Vegas, these days, like the past couple of times, it's like the sickness capital of the world right now because all the tourists come in.
Right.
And they don't wear masks sometimes and they're bringing all kinds of stuff there. It's always come back with a cold or flu or stomach virus. Going there, dread going to Vegas, always pick something up there, you know.
Yeah,
because I usually stay, you know, at a place on the strip, okay. And there's a lot of people, so and then they're walking around, it's like, oh, don't breathe on me.
I want,
so I really didn't feel good driving back, so I had to cut through Utah to get to the western part of Colorado, and it was kind of nighttime, and I just was feeling sickly, and I couldn't stay awake.
Oh, great.
So I woke up. I have this car. It has a little thing. Like if you veer from your lane, it'll jerk and put you back on the road. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a neat feature to have. So if there's not a line there, it's just a shoulder. It won't pick up on that. So I fell asleep the first time and I was like halfway off the road and the sound of gravel and bushes woke me up. So I'm plowing them down. I'm going, holy crap. Got back to the road. I said, okay, slap my face. Wake up. I can do it. And then when I fell asleep the second time, I was on the right side of the road. And the cars when it jerked me and moved me over. Okay, And I said, man, just I'm going to give myself one more stretch here. If I can't do it, I have to stop and do something.
Mm-hmm.
Third time I nodded off, and I woke up. I was halfway under an 18-wheeler semi, and he was moving way over the side of the road honking. So I'm trying to get him to wake up and get the hell underneath it, okay? That one really got my attention. And I pulled off at the next exit and spent about a half an hour there just getting my act together and just going, holy crap,
You pucked
in the middle of nowhere in Utah. You know, some place called Green River, They call it for a reason because the river's really dirty. And there's a truck stop there sitting around waking up. They hear him call out number 38. Your shower's ready. Maybe I should buy one of those and wake my ass up. But I got something. Woke myself up, and then I made it the next hour and a half with no issue to get to where my hotel was. Scared the crap out of me.
I
hope for a better drive this time.
Yeah, well, hell, man, I hope so too. The only time I ever did it, well, no, actually, I did. I was on the road way back when. Many stories similar, not as bad as that though, man. That takes the biscuit. But I do remember coming back from Bally's one time, having done a very long shift, and on my motorcycle, and I'm standing at Paradise and Flamingo waiting to turn. And of course, those lights, they don't feel a motorcycle, so it doesn't turn green. I fell asleep on my motorcycle. I don't know how long I was there. No, I guess I had my feet down and I just nodded off. That's a long time ago.
Did you wake up when the sun came up the next day?
Yeah. Somebody honking their horn. Going,
that usually does it, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just giving fair warning. I'm hitting the road to Vegas tomorrow. So if you see
where do I send the
white
flowers?
Car, a white car with Adopt-a-Pet plates on it. That's me. Get the hell out of the way. Okay. I could either be asleep or not. Okay. I'm just saying.
You should get yourself a Tesla so you could sleep. Yep. And it wouldn't matter.
I'll be shooting the 70 until I hit everyone's favorite highway in the West, the 15. I hit the 15.
Well, it's a good thing when you fell asleep, you didn't hear, you only heard the sound of gravel and bushes and not pedestrians.
Well, it's the middle of nowhere in the middle of Utah. As you know, you're going through all the monument areas, and it's just really pretty in the daytime.
It's gorgeous.
And sometimes you're elevated up to like 7,000 feet, and you could go a bit off the ground. Next thing you know, I'm airborne. Okay, so I'm way up there falling off. So, and that time, the highway was empty, So it's just me, and anything's going to happen is going to be me killing myself out there.
Yeah.
Except until I found the truck.
Boy, I tell you, it's scary. Well, let's hope that you have a decent trip and everything gets sorted out.
Who was scared the most? The damn truck driver was terrified.
I imagine he would be if you're underneath his wheels.
Jumped out of that truck and go, what? You on drugs or something, boy? I said, I wish I was. I wouldn't be falling asleep.
Boy.
The hell's wrong with you? Nothing. I'm okay. Just get back in your truck. Leave me alone. Sorry I scared you. Glad you didn't kill me. Glad I didn't kill you.
Yeah, well, at least you didn't call the highway patrol because you could get a ticket.
Well, you could have, but what truck driver is going to want to call the highway patrol, right?
Not many. Well, you get a DUI for that, driving under the influence or DWI.
I wasn't under any influence. I was not feeling well.
Well, or driving, or DWI then, wouldn't it be? Anyway, what? It didn't happen.
Driving stupid?
Good.
They have one for driving sick?
Yeah. I mean, if you're incapacitated in any way, and shouldn't,
How are they going to test that to see if I'm incapacitated?
Well, here's the thing. If you do something like, if you end up with, I don't know, something that gives you seizures like epilepsy or something, and the DMV finds out, they take your license. You're not allowed to drive because they figure that you might fall asleep at the wheel. And they will restrict your license.
This is just a cold and flu. There's no way they could test that.
No, well,
that's one time I do epileptic seizure, I used to fake those in restaurants to get out of paying the bill. Yeah.
Not even
I would do a good one too. I really rocked it, It was I just back when I was in Civil War flying.
I remember when I went to the Isle of Man TTs, which is Isle of Man's a tiny little island just west of Liverpool, really, I guess. Yeah. Because you get on the ferry. Go over there, and they have these motorcycle races that take up the whole island, and all the motorcyclists from like Europe and England go there, and it's a lot of fun. I think I was only like 17 when I went, rode up there, and oh god, It was cold, and then the sun came up. It's like, oh, that feels better. Anyway, I do. I'll never forget this. We're all sitting at this table, and this friend leans over and he goes, "Go start the bikes up." I go, "Why? Just do it." I go, "Oh, okay." So I go out there and I start everybody's bikes up, and there's like probably 10 of us, I think. There are these bikes are just ticking over. All of a sudden, 10 guys come flying out out of the restaurant. Of course, they just run on the check. And I didn't know what was going on. I'm sitting there going, guys, glad they didn't leave me there. Would have been bad. Cool, huh?
There's always creative ways to do that.
Well, it's, you know, what they used to do is they'd find somebody they didn't like and leave them sitting at the table.
Oh, that's the class, that's the best one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, but then as I found out many years later when I took a job as a waiter, that if your checks come in, you know, if you don't have enough money to, you know, if it doesn't all work out, you have to take it out of your tips. So that kind of sucks.
Oh, that does kind of suck.
Yeah. So you don't want to, you know. So
if anyone's getting into these ideas, you're going to use them to get a free meal this weekend, we would like to take full credit for it. Okay. Yeah. People normally go, "Don't blame it on me." No, we want credit for that.
Oh, yeah, okay? We do. Well, you can do it in Vegas because
big time.
Wait, yeah. Staff are paid quite well anyway, and they've got a union and everything. But generally,
there's so many people, it's crowded and stuff. You can get out of there. Just creative. You know, just you're having a little mini seizure. So you just flip a little bit, throw a water glass, you know.
I'm sorry, I really have to leave now.
Just say, I got to go to the bathroom. Let me get him some medication. I got a needle for him, and just work your way out the back or the front way. They don't care. They're just glad you're out of there, really.
Maybe I could try that this afternoon or this evening.
Here we go. Yeah, man.
I'll get my like Ozempic type thing and go, I'll be back in a minute.
I got to tell you, we'll wrap up on this, okay? This is great.
Yeah, marvelous.
We always close our show with a little bit of a deliverance squeal. You should know we have to do a little pause for a moment of silence, okay? The guy who played the toothless redneck in the woods, okay, in Deliverance, was killed in a car crash yesterday.
Oh, really?
He's 85. He was 85 years old. Oh. His girlfriend was with him. She was 76.
Girlfriend.
And also, he had his pet dog and his something else in there, and they were killed. Himself, the woman, dog, and some other animal he had with him.
Yep. And so they all bought
it. Moment of squealdom for the. He was 85 years old. He was in Deliverance. The toothless guy. Burt Reynolds is the one who discovered it. Well, the director went, where am I going to find people like that? He goes, right, I'll go get you some. Look out in the woods. And he brought him in. And ever since, Chris and Costello have been squealing ever since. For you, sir, this squeals for you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
You get it. You got no teeth. You don't need any.
And, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to Bailey's final word.
I'm driving.